in the limelight.
Britain's small businesses should expect trade with the European Union to be permanently damaged from 1st of January 2022, the refrigerated supply chain trade body has said, after new customs checks take effect that it says will make imports from the bloc more expensive, less flexible and much slower. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian columnist Philip Inman. The piece is titled, New Year Brexit Changes Permanently Damage European Union Trade, Says Food Body. Britain's small businesses should expect trade with the European Union to be permanently damaged from 1st of January 2022. The refrigerator supply chain trade body has said, after new customs checks take effect that it says will make imports from the bloc more expensive, less flexible and much slower. Amid growing public dismay at the negative impact of Brexit, the Cold Chain Federation, the CCF, said specialty food imports could face the same 70% decline that affected exports of food by small businesses this year after Britain quit the European Union's single market and customs union. Extra costs that amount to £300 to £400 for each consignment will mean sales of food to the European Union countries in small batches could become uneconomic, said the Cold Chain Federation, which lobbies on behalf of firms that transport frozen and chilled goods. The big casualty of these trade barriers is the businesses that need to import small and frequent quantities across borders. A pallet load of specialty cheeses or boxes of onion powder. This is the sort of trade that is going to suffer, said Shane Brennan, the Federation's chief executive. Business groups have called on the government to soften its stance in negotiations with the European Union to prevent a collapse in trade with the 27-member bloc. But while ministers have agreed to extend the deadline for veterinary checks on food crossing the border, there has been little progress on cutting red tape. Mike Cherry, the chair of the Federation of Small Businesses, said a survey in the autumn showed only a quarter of firms were prepared for the introduction of full import checks. We don't have any indication that the level of preparedness has improved, especially as the festive trading season has seen so disrupted yet again, he said, adding that one in five small firms that do business internationally have given up selling to clients in the European Union since the transition period on exports ended. Rising food prices have played a large part in the increase in inflation over the past 6 months, and economists fear higher import charges will push up prices further, forcing the Bank of England to increase interest rates at a faster pace than anticipated. The Consumer Prices Index reached 5.2% in November and is expected to rise above 6% in the spring as higher food import costs and an increase in gasoline prices push up the cost of living. This week, Simon Spurrell, a co-founder of the Cheshire Cheese Company, said the hard Brexit push through by Boris Johnson was the biggest disaster that any government has ever negotiated in the history of trade negotiations. Cheesemakers are among the subsectors of the food and drink industry to be hardest hit by new trade barriers. UK food and drink exports to the European Union fell by as much as 24% in the first 9 months of 2021, according to figures from the Food and Drink Federation, which said the slump helped knock the sector's exports by £2.7 billion between January and September, compared with pre-pandemic levels. The Cold Chain Federation's chief executive, Shane Brennan, said exports that occupy only a fraction of a container had suffered the most from extra customs checks on exports, and that was likely to be repeated when checks also applied to imports. Brennan said importers would need to satisfy safety rules, provide customer declarations, and have the necessary paperwork to ensure goods move through ports. And all these must be synchronized to prevent things from even getting slower, he said. Cherry said unless the government steps in with more support, the situation is set to worsen. The Institute of Directors said its economic confidence index had tumbled from -6 in November to -17 this month, a sign of nervousness among business owners about the United Kingdom's economic prospects. It said three-quarters of company directors in Britain expect costs to rise in the next 12 months, and most said they would raise prices to either fully or partially offset the rising costs. The Trades Union Congress, the TUC, said new checks on goods coming into the United Kingdom would damage the UK's position as an important trading nation and a drive to create high-payment employment. The Trades Union Congress's General Secretary, Francis O'Grady, said, "With goods coming into the United Kingdom facing new paperwork, we could see further supply chain chaos, potentially hitting jobs in affected sectors. Government must invest in the infrastructure and jobs we need now to prevent further disruption."